Hello, this is John.
Hi, John. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance as well as the cancellation request.
What's the past due balance right now?
It's for $199.
Okay.
I thought
you had my account number.
We do. We have a visa ending in 4790, but it's not going through. So I think maybe, actually, it's saying it's a CVV error. So perhaps the bank sent you the same card number, but with a different expiration or something like that.
Okay. Well, I guess I can look into that. I'll go to the bank and look into it. And yeah. I would like to put that on pause for a little while as far as your services.
So how come you're wanting to pause it?
Well, I'm broke.
Oh,
I just don't, I haven't received any calls from it. So, it was just kind of like a judgment call. Probably when construction slows down this time of year. So when it picks up, I'll have extra money, and I think that that'll be a better time for me to invest in, you know, more advertisement.
Okay. So what I would suggest is get the past due taken care of prior to the 28th of the month, because come February 1st, there would be another charge due. So that I can't.
Well, I'm asking you not to charge me.
That's the thing. We can't cancel it or pause it with the past due balance in the terms and conditions that you agreed with your e-signature. You agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So do you think that the $199 may not be available by the 28th of the month?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look into that. But since I have you on the phone, I would like to just cancel the service.
Right. So we can't cancel the service with a past due balance. In order to do that without that charge, you would have had to call us 3 business days prior to January 1st, which would have been December 28th or something like that. So because that cancellation request came through after the fact, we don't have a way to cancel it with the past due balance. But the reason I was asking
I'm not asking to cancel the month that you charged me for, that I've already been charged for. I'm asking to cancel
the
following. Right. So
right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm not
100%.
Asking to cancel what you've already charged me,
mm-hmm.
which would be $199. I'm asking to cancel the further payments.
Mm-hmm. So we can absolutely do that. Or what you might want to consider is once this is up to speed, we can put you on what's called a seasonal hold. So we can pause the billing for up to 90 days. So we could pause maybe February, March, April, and reinstate it in May, depending on when your season starts, you know. And that might be a little bit more doable for you, because we don't expect you to pay for the service during months that you aren't using it if you are off season.
The
second option would be to cancel the program and just keep the website, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. Have you seen the website that we built, procplastering.com?
I did see that. If I paused it for 90 days, would the website stay up, or how does that work? Or do you need to continue it?
The website stays up, but there's a little orange banner on the top of the site right now that says the information here is no longer being updated, and that's just because we're having trouble with the payment. But when an account goes on a seasonal hold, they put that orange banner back up there because they figure the company is off season. So they'll put the little orange banner on the site.
Okay.
So if you want the site to stay active during your slower months without the orange banner, you could do just the hosting, or you could pause the billing altogether. If you're okay with that orange banner up there, then, you know, the site.
Yeah, if you want to just pause it for me, mm-hmm. I would pause it for the 90 days. I think that that'd be good. And then, you know, usually think this time of year is always slow. So I'm assuming that, you know, it's going to pick up springtime, construction picks up, and that might, would be a better time for me.
Yeah, that would be a good option for you, because that way you don't lose everything. Because I always tell people, because first page placement industry standard typically takes 90 days, we're a little bit ahead of the curve. We do it in 30 to 45 days. So I always
mm-hmm.
tell people it is the second and the third month that you really see the program pop and it starts coming to full fruition, you know?
Gotcha.
So I'd hate to have you cancel it and have everything unravel, and then in the spring you have to start all over again. You know, it's better.
Well, I thought I was originally told that I could pause it and reinstate it anytime I wanted to. That's what I was... assuming.
Well, you can, because let's say that you did a seasonal hold for 90 days, and then let's say you reinstated it for a few months, and then you wanted to go off season again. You can turn the service on and off just like a faucet, but the maximum is 90 days at a time. So, you know, but you're more than welcome to do that. You can always call and pause it when you want to. Because, again, we don't expect
okay.
you to pay for it when you're not using it. Some people unexpectedly have to go out of the country or something for a couple months, and they're like, we don't want to pay for it while we're out of the country, you know. So there's different reasons that we can do it. But as long as you let us know, we can always apply those seasonal holds for you.
Okay. So can I go with that option then?
Yes. Yes, I can't officially activate it until the past due is paid, but I'm going to put it in the notes here that we'll get it taken care of, so that way we'll pause February, March, and April and start it up again in May. Do me a favor, though. What expiration do you have on the card? I'm wondering if that's the issue, because I have 8 of 28, and I'm thinking maybe that changed.
I have to get hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 8/28.
Okay, and then 5/17 on the back. Yeah, so that's what we have. So
okay.
it's saying card code does not match. So that's why I thought that maybe the bank sent you a new one, unless they sent you a whole new card, because it also said before that this was a lost or stolen card. So I don't know if maybe you had
maybe something's going on with it I'm not aware of.
It could be. Check with the bank. I'm sure they'll be able to sort it out for you. And then
okay.
There isn't another one that you could use in the meantime, is there?
I'll just check with them. But so if when I pay that, then next month I'm automatically going to go on to a pause. And I don't need that. That'll just automatically be in effect, or do I have to recontact somebody to get that?
No, I'm putting a note in here to myself, because I'm the one that handles the failed payments. Nobody
uh-huh.
else here is gonna, you know, be reaching out regarding this other than myself. So I'll text
uh-huh.
you my direct line just so you have it. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. But once we, you know, you talk to me and we update the payment and it goes through, then I'm going to automatically do that seasonal hold. So you're not going to have to worry about contacting us again. And when I apply that, you'll get an email that will show you, okay, your account is going on seasonal suspension. And then you'll also get an email reminder a week prior to the reinstatement. just to remind you, you know, hey, Johnson Local Splash will renew on May 1st, just so that you know, and that there aren't any surprises.
Okay, that sounds good then. I'll check that out, and then I'm sure I'll hear from you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, we have a good game plan then. So have a great rest of your evening, and then I'll talk to you probably within the next couple of days then.
Right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.